Well, hi and good day everyone, once again, and it's McCaughan here, and it's Thursday, February the 16th, and this is a February boo, and the subject matter today is special invited guests to your dinner table, as it were. And I know I've read or listened to a lot of people's boos on this. Inviting various celebrities and to sit around their table, from every kind of walk of life, celebrities, pop stars, absolutely famous people from history, etc., etc. And I'm afraid mine's won't be like that, because there are so many people that you could think you would like to invite, and I wouldn't know what to ask them for a start. Invariably, you only see them from where you see them, as it were. So if they were a pop star, you're used to seeing them on stage or on television, or you bought the records or that, or if they're a very clever person, a historian, or something. It's exactly the same thing. And I thought long and hard about this today, and hence the lateness of making this boo this evening. And so, as far as I'm concerned, the conclusion I came to was that the people I'd like to see sitting around my table are people who are absolutely not special whatsoever to anyone else but me. And it's my dad, who died a few years ago, my mum, who's still living, my uncle John, who was my dad's working partner, but who came to our house now, not a daily basis, but he was part of the family, and my uncle Charlie, who visited now and again in between his selling bouts, as it were, his selling missions. And the reason I want them round the table is that I wouldn't be there in person. I would just want to be, if you like, an invisible spirit in the room, and the four of them round the table, because when I was young and growing up, that would be a regular occurrence. And the patter would be flowing. My mum would be saying stupid things and getting their words wrong, and that would start a laugh off. My uncle Charlie was a great guy for telling stories and tales about what he'd get up to, and I'm not quite sure everyone was true, but he could tell a great story and everybody was enthralled, and then he'd have a punchline and things like that. And every time my mum would make his dinner or his tea, he would almost lick the plate clean, and his parting words every time, and I mean every time, was, "That wasn't very good, Margaret. I didn't enjoy that." And I was used to sit as a youngster and waiting him coming out with this punchline, and he never failed. He always said it, and my mother would just put on one of those looks. And Uncle John, he had great power. He just talking about simple things with my dad, it would be exaggerated, and one would say one thing regarding the subject, and the other one would jump in and say this, that, and blah, blah, and then it'd be a kind of friendly argument, and it would go round and round the table, and my mum would be catering for them, but she always sat down and joined in. She was one of these, you know, ones that women in the house that would make the meals and leave them at the table. She joined in. She would maybe have to go and get other stuff and bring it back, keep the table going, as it were. And then once there was a wee drink going, things really started hotting up. My dad was a great singer, not a professional singer by any means, he was a pub singer, but he was very good, and he was fantastic on the old Joanna. And so he'd sort of rattle out some tunes on the piano. As I said, he could sing. My mum was a lovely, sweet singer. I could never sing, I'm terrible. I'm absolutely tone deaf almost. And my Uncle John had actually quite a great voice as well. And my Uncle Charlie couldn't sing, but he could play the spoons, and, you know, all this was going on, and I'd be sitting there, enthralled by everything, sitting in the corner, listening to the adults. And it would go on and on and on for 3-4 hours at a time. So yeah, a pretty basic one. But I'd love just once to have them all back. My Uncle Charlie's dead, Uncle John's dead, and my mum's living. But it was memories, fantastic, fantastic memories for me. And I would love to be in the room, invisible, but to wander around the table and stand next to each one in turn when they were giving their spiel with a little bit of pattern. And then when the singing started, and just to stand by the piano and watch my dad play, and he could play honky-tonk like nobody. He was brilliant. And he would sing away and they'd all join in. And it was just fantastic. So nobody important for anybody else, no important person. Very important to me, memories of growing up in my mum's house from a youngster right up to a teenager. And stuff that you'll never ever see again, never hear again. I know I won't. Not sure even people do that nowadays. But anyway, so that's my my special guests. For me, are very, very special. And I don't care, I wouldn't care to invite a celebrity or star. They're great people in their own rights, but nothing compared to things like family. If you've enjoyed a family life when you were young, and for me, that was fantastic. And we had hardships, but we still had fun. And it was great to have this all going on around about me as a young boy. It was absolutely amazing. And I think that's why it stuck so much in my mind, that it was great times. So that's it. Simple story, but special guest for me. Bye now.